The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
703-922-1900.
The following is an encore presentation of a program heard recently here on The Don Kroah Show.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to The Don Kroah Show. Turn to The Don Kroah Show. It's time for The Don Kroah Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Kroah Show.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Hello there, folks, and welcome to The Don Kroah Show. President Trump, who seems to have a special talent for stirring the political pot here in Washington and, for that matter, around the world from time to time, both among members of Congress and various pundits and media types, he's done it again and again and again. Recent tweet about the Gang of Four that's come to be known as the Squad in the currently Democrat-held Congress. For example, at his Make America Great campaign last night in Greenville, North Carolina, he once again went after the representatives, Ilhan Omar, of Minnesota, Rasheeda Tlaib of Michigan, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, and Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, doubling down on his Twitter comments by again saying, let them leave. They're always telling us how to run it, how to do this, how to do that. You know what? If they don't love it, tell them to leave it. Well, joining me with his own take on the controversy, syndicated columnist and author Cal Thomas. As a matter of fact, Cal's column this week in the Washington Times reminds us that the whole idea and even the phrase America, love it or leave it, didn't originate with the Donald, but in fact has been around for a while. Cal, welcome. Good to have you on the show.
Hi, Don. Good to be with you again.
Give us a little history here. This goes back further than some may want to realize. When the disgruntled, have been complaining through the years, we've had a way of saying, hey, if you don't like it, take a hike, right?
Right. Well, this goes back, as I wrote in my column, at least to the Joe McCarthy era. This idea that, if you don't like America, you ought to leave it. And that's certainly a legitimate sentiment. I think a guy named Ken Hamblin some years ago, who was an African-American and a talk show host and an author, wrote a book called Pick a Better Country. And his whole point was, if you really hate America, why would you want to stay here? Go to another country that you like more. I know what the president's doing here. It's not a secret. He's doing something that no Republican has done within recent memory, maybe ever. He is creating an image of the Democrat Party that most people, I think, will reject, that they are anti-American, and in the case of all of them, anti-Israel. Two of them want to go to Israel to promote the BDS movement. And I'm hoping that Prime Minister Netanyahu won't let him in, because clearly they're going to align with the Palestinians who want to destroy Israel and take it over. I wish he wouldn't use some of this language that he used. Last night at the rally, he took the Lord's name in vain twice, which is really unnecessary. I mean, even unbelievers don't have to do that, and they don't in their political speech. But I think I do understand what he's trying to do, and it may work. The Democrats have done it for years. You may remember the Time magazine cover some years ago that featured a picture of the Grinch, and the headline was "The Gingrich That Stole Christmas."
Yeah, that's right.
They tried to demonize Newt Gingrich. They tried to demonize even Bob Dole, World War II hero. So they always do this, but this is the first time that I can remember that a Republican has actually tried to do the same thing to them.
Well, I think you've already probably in part answered my next question. That is, how you think the president's remarks are playing out with mainstream America versus, the outraged Democrats and maybe more than a few Republicans. In other words, who's apt to benefit or be damaged by this politically in 2020?
Well, as I wrote in my column, I mean, if you stage a fight with somebody rather than debate the issue, all you prove is who is the better fighter. You don't really advance the issue. And the president has a lot of positive things that he could be promoting. The left has nothing. And I think he takes away from focusing on what the socialist Democrat left has done in the past and want to do in the future when he engages in personal attacks. It's not necessary. He ought to be getting people up on stage, minorities and other people who say, you know, I didn't have a job during the last administration, and now I have one, and thank you for what you've done on the economy, President Trump. And maybe he could get some minority kids and their parents up there and who managed to have the benefit of school choice as they do in Florida and some other places. And Trump could blast the Democrats for basically standing in the schoolhouse door, keeping African-American children in some of these failed public schools. So there's a way to win the argument, and I think that's what conservatives need to focus on.
And especially now, I wouldn't have thought it would come in my lifetime, perhaps you either, that we're now really seriously considering embracing socialism, and it seems to me that's an area that ought to be addressed from the bully pulpit as to the profound differences between that ideology and the trail of death it's left around the world for years versus what we have already in hand here in America.
Well, you're right, Don, and there are a number of factors that have gone into this. We've had at least two generations now without the draft. A whole group of young people have never really contributed anything to their country in terms of the military or public service or anything else. And they have, by pronouncements of the progressive left, the secular left in America, and too many college professors, inculcated with this what I call an entitlement mentality and envy and greed. They have promoted for years this notion of a big wealth gap. Well, there are always people making more money than me, but I don't care. I live in a land of opportunity. As long as I have the desire and the drive and the talent, I should be able to make as much money as I'm able to, consistent with all of these other factors. But now the attitude is, you make more than I do, so you owe me something. And I think we ought to be promoting success and discouraging failure. And instead, we're subsidizing failure and demonizing success. Look at all the Democrat candidates. All of them want to raise taxes. All of them want to break up corporations. I never known a poor person to hire anybody. The corporations are the one who do it. And then they want to give free medical care. Bernie Sanders, I think it was today or yesterday, was saying, oh, the cost of doing nothing will be greater than Medicare for all. Well, anybody with any experience on government health care, whether it be in Canada or over in the U.K., knows that it may be fine for small things, but there are waiting lists on which some people die waiting for major surgery, or it's not as good as the private doctors, and they come to America instead where they can get their surgery. So you've got this whole two generations now that know nothing about sacrifice and investing in the country, much less study the Great Depression or World War II.
One more quick question. Has Nancy Pelosi already lost control of the House, she and the establishment Democrats? And if they did, can they recover it?
I don't think she's lost control, but she's facing something that she hasn't faced in a long time, and that's a rebellion within her own party. Now, Republicans have had the same thing under John Boehner and Paul Ryan, the Tea Party, the wing of their party that actually wanted to get something done and encourage Republicans to live up to their principles. Imagine that. So she's encountering this for the first time in her party, and she's in a lose-lose situation. If she embraces the squad, as we call them now, these four, she's going to identify her party with them and their extremism. But if she rejects them, she's going to alienate an awful lot of people who she needs to vote for the party in the congressional and presidential election next year. So as a conservative, I believe it's an ideal position.
Let's talk soon again, my friend. I got that. She's doing the Lord's work.
There you go. Or somebody's.
Somebody's. Thanks, Cal. We'll talk again.
Bye, Todd.
All right. Cal Thomas, great commentator. You know that. He's one of the legendary commentators and journalists in this country, syndicated probably one of the most syndicated through the years. And you can find his columns every week at the Washington Times at their website, WashingtonTimes.com. His own column is CalThomas.com. And his latest book, just a couple of years old now, out of 2 or 3 years ago, What Works? Common Sense Solutions for a Stronger America. Still very much available and well worth your getting a copy and reading. Stay with us. We have more here on The Don Kroah Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's GUY to 85850.
Elephant guides you to smarter auto insurance options that fit your life and budget with discounts that are relevant to you, such as a safety feature discount on insuring multiple cars on one policy. Learn more at elephant.com. Do you ever wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God, but you don't know where to begin? We've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible and one of 8 degree programs here at Dallas Theological Seminary's Washington, D.C. campus. But wait, we know what you're thinking. Seminary, I don't have time or money for that. That's why our D.C. campus offers flexible courses that combine online lectures with on-campus sessions. You only come to campus 3 Saturdays per semester. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we are more affordable. DTS is offering every new student a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to start classes in D.C. That's right, $1,000 toward your first class at Dallas Theological Seminary in D.C. There's no need to uproot your life or change your job in order to deepen your biblical knowledge. Join us on campus July 27th for our seminary snapshot and sit in a class, explore the campus, and meet the faculty. If you'd like to learn more about our D.C. campus, please visit dts.edu/DC. That's dts.edu/DC.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4 Imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4, imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House with a message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. Next week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives and restore sight and health for many more. Sign up right now online as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Like so many children, violence was all Manny and his brother have ever known. The war in Syria forced his family to flee Lebanon, but for Manny, the war that was going on inside his home was even worse. Denise, the director at Heart for Lebanon's Beirut Hope Center, explains.
He was crying, he was bleeding, and he told me that he's been crying. It was wintertime, it was raining, his shoes had a hole, and he didn't want his feet to get wet, so he kept on crying. And his dad was like, we can't, you know, you have to wear the shoes, go wear it. And he didn't want to wear it, and they want to wear it. And finally, his dad lost it. But he couldn't control himself, so he kept on hitting him until he was bleeding and was sent to school.
The abuse that Manny was receiving from the hand of his own father, coupled with all that this little boy had experienced in Syria, turned him into one of the most aggressive students we've ever seen at the Hope Center. When he threatened other students with a knife on the playground, Denise was faced with the difficult decision to remove him from our school.
So next day, his sister will come, and then she was sad. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, both my brother can't walk. And she said, my dad put a rope around their legs on the bed, and then he cut a electric wire, and he kept on hitting them, so they barely can walk this morning.
But Heart for Lebanon went into action, reaching out in God's love to Manny and his family. The change in their lives has been remarkable. The abuse at home has stopped, and Manny, once an aggressive, mean-spirited young boy, is learning the violin, his life transformed by the gospel.
Well, Mahmoud now is a totally different person. Mahmoud knew how much we loved him. He knew this place is like his home and we care for him. I told them, even if you leave from here, we'll keep loving you. This door will be always open for you. So he believed in that and he kept on coming. Every morning he will come, check on us, sit with us an hour, 2 hours, and he goes to school. We pray together, we talk. And Mahmoud now, he became a volunteer. Not only he became not aggressive, not only he's becoming, he's volunteering in our children's program with his brother, giving so much love and care to children that are in our centers.
Your monthly investment of just $29 will help Heart for Lebanon bring the gospel to refugees just like Manny and his family. Every month, you can sustain hope by helping us to provide Christian education, food, and survival essentials for hurting refugees. Your gift today changes lives.
I've never thought I will be able to come to Lebanon and learn violin. I thank the Lord for that.
Number to call with your gift to Heart for Lebanon, 888-249-5222, WAVA.com, online. The International Religious Freedom Congressional Scorecard. Perhaps you've never heard of it, but it is a remarkable gathering of information that we're going to talk about right now with Luann Sabatier, director of 21 Wilberforce. She's the director of communications there. And Luann, welcome to this week's visit. Tell us what this scorecard, how important it is and what it's all about.
Well, good afternoon, Don. And yes, I'm very excited. What the scorecard is a record online that is written in everyday language of what Congress did the last 2 years on issues related to human rights and international religious freedom and freedom of belief. And we started this project. We actually picked it up. It had been dormant for several years and 3 years ago. So what it involves is we weekly throughout the year, 52 weeks a year, I have someone who is a legal mind and a research analyst, and we pour through every single thing that is introduced into the House and the Senate, and in terms of bills and resolutions and amendments, and we look at that, and then we vet it online, and if it's anything to do on the subject matter in any country or globally with freedom of religion or belief outside of the U.S., we note that. And so what we do then is we score Congress and they can earn points on how involved they are on this issue. It's really important for me to mention that the whole purpose of the scorecard, which is very different from a lot of scorecards out there, it's not punitive in nature, so we're not trying to endorse a certain bill or piece of legislation or a certain party. We're trying to endorse freedom of religion all over the world. And so by calling this out in terms of letting Congress know we are watching you, but also honoring those, more importantly, who are advocating and celebrating them, and we put it in a format that we then send that all over the country. We send it to churches. We send it to whoever. It's free. You can download it. And so what I'm excited about, after hours and hours of work every year, we released it this year, at irfscorecard.org, irfscorecard.org.
Now, two notables among several that are mentioned. I think I read that Senator Marco Rubio, for example, has earned the highest rating in the Senate for the third straight year, and there's also a Democrat, Jim McGovern of Massachusetts. Talk about those men and what they've done.
They truly are standout and understanding, and you know this, but just a reminder, there are 435 members in the House and 100 in the Senate. We're talking, and then you have non-voting members from some of the territories. And Senator Rubio for the third year in a row, and there's no curve here. There's no favoritism, nothing. He earned it. And what that really means is he takes the time, he and his staff. The staff are really critical for congressmen and senators, and they listen and visit with people. But more importantly, they go to these commissions and they introduce bills and they co-sponsor and they fight on the floor for them. And so he has been both of those men. And McGovern is the co-chair for the second year in a row of the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission. They exhibit extraordinary leadership. But I want to mention there are 48 notable leaders, and what's interesting, and it's really important, Don, and I know you believe this, we all have a point of view. This is the one area of legislation that transcends partisanship. It truly, we have as many Democrats as we do Republicans. And Don, when they introduce and when they finally vote, they vote overwhelming. There is no vote that comes in for a close call when it comes to religious freedom. And I think that would astound people to think that aside from no matter what your issue is, that it is such a foundational, freedom of belief is so foundational that our elected officials realize that. And they actually passed six bills, became law in 2 years. And let's remind listeners, an average bill may take 4 to 6 years. And we had six bills, one on genocide, one on anti-Semitism, one on North Korea Authorization Act. So, you know, I guess one of the messages is rather than just looking to see what grade, and there were some who failed, not too many, and some who got a C, you know, one-third of Congress scored above average. But what is really important is to understand you have almost 50 legislators who value this, and they make it a priority.
That is so important, and I'm sure it's coming as a bit of a surprise to folks who may not realize that many of our leaders members of Congress, House and Senate, do in fact have a strong interest in these matters. How can folks access the information more readily for themselves, Luann?
Download not only this scorecard, but some other ones, and it's its own website. It is irfscorecard.org, irfscorecard.org. You can go in and get an immediate download, no charge, and skim through it, flip through it, and we encourage you to share it on social media. It's an incredible tool that really is informative and celebrates something that's actually working in Congress.
Outstanding. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again. Luann Sabatier, 21st Century Wilberforce Initiative, now just known as 21 Wilberforce, and that's their website as well, 21wilberforce.org.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call 1-800-936-5496.
Do you ever wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God, but you don't know where to begin? We've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible and one of 8 degree programs here at Dallas Theological Seminary's Washington, D.C. campus. But wait, we know what you're thinking. Seminary, I don't have time or money for that. That's why our D.C. campus offers flexible courses that combine online lectures with on-campus sessions. You only come to campus 3 Saturdays per semester. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we are more affordable. DTS is offering every new student a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to start classes in D.C. That's right, $1,000 toward your first class at Dallas Theological Seminary in D.C. There's no need to uproot your life or change your job in order to deepen your biblical knowledge. Join us on campus July 27th for our seminary snapshot and sit in a class, explore the campus, and meet the faculty. If you'd like to learn more about our D.C. campus, please visit dts.edu/DC. That's dts.edu/DC.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You get up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BUCK for a 20-cent gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code BUCK. Save money on gas on every fill-up. Download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BUCK. That's B-U-C-K.
Hi, this is Chris Craddock with the REDUX Group of Keller Williams. And last year, we sold 230 homes in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. But as a dad of 6 and fellow WAVA listener, I understand it's important to decrease risk. So I personally guarantee that if we can't sell your home in 58 days, I will buy it. We'd be honored to serve your family. So please call 703-429-9778. Again, 703-429-9778. Or visit chriscraddock.com.
As we have thunderstorm watches in effect till 10 p.m., a flash flood watch is in effect through tonight. Humid early tonight, a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm watch for flash flooding. Any storm this evening can produce damaging winds, low 68. Mostly cloudy and cooler tomorrow. Still a couple of showers, mainly early tomorrow, high 78. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, more comfortable, low 66. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Why should you give the heart for Lebanon? Well, here's the deal. You could watch the news today
and say, you know what? This is a messed up world in the Middle East. Let me turn off the TV and look at something else. Or you can watch what's happening and say, oh my goodness, I want to be part of that. I want to be part of what God is doing in the Middle East. Oh yes, there are too few, many terrorists in the world. There are far greater people coming to Christ. Let's not focus on those crazy people blowing themselves up. This is crazy and unacceptable and condemned by every one of us. But let us focus on those who are going down on their knees, accepting him as their personal savior. Let's focus on the families who are coming to Christ in numbers. Give to Heart for Lebanon, not for the glory of an organization, but because God is at work. And God is at work in a mighty way in the Middle East. And you know what? Think about it this way. The people who are not served are going to be subject of further radicalization. The best way to fight fanaticism is to show the love of Christ.
Very wise words from one of the founders of Heart for Lebanon, Camille Melki. As we move on into the campaign again, and thank you for what you're doing, 888-249-5222, online at WAVA.com. You are making a difference, not just in the physical conditions of these dear people, but in their eternal destinies. That's not an exaggeration, folks. Couldn't be a wiser investment of your money and your gifts, so I hope you'll give us a call. The following program is sponsored by Heart for Lebanon and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Why should you give to Heart for Lebanon? Well, here's the deal. You could watch the news today and say, you know what? This is a messed up world in the Middle East. Let me turn off the TV and look at something else. Or you can watch what's happening and say, oh my goodness, I want to be part of that. I want to be part of what God is doing in the Middle East. Oh yes, there are too few, many terrorists in the world. There are far greater people coming to Christ. Let's not focus on those crazy people blowing themselves up. This is crazy and unacceptable and condemned by every one of us. But let us focus on those who are going down on their knees, accepting him as their personal savior. Let's focus on the families who are coming to Christ in numbers. Give to Heart for Lebanon, not for the glory of an organization, but because God is at work. And God is at work in a mighty way in the Middle East. And you know what? Think about it this way. The people who are not served are going to be subject of further radicalization. The best way to fight fanaticism is to show the love of Christ.
It's really the Christian response to the entire situation happening in the Middle East. And it's our opportunity right now to respond and be a part of what God is doing. That was Camille Melki, by the way, our co-founder, along with Tom Adam, who's actually here today. That was Camille from Lebanon. And just, I think, building a great case of why it's so important for us to be involved right now. To be a part of what God is doing there, it's as simple as a phone call today. A $116 one-time gift is going to provide 4 months of Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for an entire refugee family. That's average family is about six. So that takes care of not one, but six people. And if you could make a generous gift of $348, you'd care for a family for an entire year. If you can't make a one-time gift, you want to break that up into a monthly investment, less than a dollar a day. $29 a month will take care of this family as well. 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. We have people standing by right now ready for your call, or you can go online. It's really simple, fast to give there at WAVA.com.
You know, Tom, as Jack was just talking about it, and we heard from Camille a moment ago, I've often said, as we all know, we have a saying, nature abhors a vacuum. And if we wonder how America has come to where it is spiritually and morally, the church, I believe, has failed largely, not every church by any means, not every Christian, but largely the church has failed to be the salt and the light right here in our own culture. There's a vacuum in the region where God has placed you that's, you've already alluded to it, it's going to be filled with something. It's being filled with something even now, and we have a choice of changing or deciding what that something's going to be.
This is our moment in time. This is our Esther moment. This is the time if you don't like what's happened in the Middle East, now's your time to do something about it. Now's the time to change it. Is it possible? Absolutely it's possible. 15 young men made this mess that we call the Syrian Civil War, and just 15. And look at the mess that's been going on for 8 years, millions of people displaced, thousands killed. Now, God never wastes a crisis. And he has allowed it for some reason. And I believe, it's just my personal opinion, that he allowed this to happen to, so that many Syrians could come into the country of Lebanon, like 2 million of them, you know, who are wide open to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And how dare we not prayerfully consider what we can do to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Here's the reason it's so vitally important. We don't know when this window will close, when the opportunity will be over. And I and my wife, as we looked at this crisis, as we looked at this personally in our finances, in our prayer life, I don't want to sit back and look back at this period of time and regret that I did nothing. I want to do whatever it is I can do. My wife and I want to be as generous as we can, and we're doing everything for our local churches and a few other ministries as well. But Henry Blackaby said it best, find out where God is working and then join him quick, because he's going to work someplace else tomorrow maybe, time will be up. This is the moment in time to make a huge difference. So I'm asking you to join us, because this is extremely important. If we don't reach them, if we don't rescue them with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the radical groups are already at the front door knocking.
We can't all do it entirely. God, I love the fact that God structured it so that none of us can fix the whole problem. He's made us, I believe, intentionally interdependent on one another. And Heart for Lebanon cannot do it all by themselves. They need your partnership. All these ministries that we bring to each month, they are legitimate, powerful ministries, but they each one need partnership. And that's all we're asking you to do, is be a partner with a ministry that's on the ground and really making a difference, eternal difference, not just for a moment or two, but an eternal difference in the lives of so many hundreds and even thousands of these folks in these refugee camps right now. We're going to give you more information in a couple of minutes, but right now before this break, let me give you the phone number, 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. $116 provides 4 months of Christian education, food, and essentials for survival for a refugee family of six in Lebanon right now. $348 will do that for an entire year. Just a one-time gift of $348 will take care of that family. Or if you want to break it out over 12 months, it's $29 a month, and that's less than a dollar a day. However you want to do it, here's the number, 888-249-5222, online WAVA.com. And when you click on the Heart for Lebanon banner or enter the keyword heart, it'll bring up the Heart for Lebanon banner, or page rather. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, Tom, you said there's some videos there.
There's two videos down there that will give you paint a picture for you what it's like for a refugee family and what our work is like, because it just doesn't end with sharing with them some physical and emotional needs and spiritual needs. It helps. We sit there and we disciple them. That's why there's people in church.
WAVA.com. Check it out.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's GUY to 85850.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion,
integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House with a message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. Next week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
What could happen to your marriage if you had a personalized 6-week plan to grow your relationship?
Family Life wants to give you an ebook, Stronger Forever, with weekly steps toward greater marriage fitness, free. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword stronger.
And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
Get your free marriage ebook and register to win an 8-day luxury marriage cruise for two. Go to WAVA.com, keyword stronger.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services. Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at AActionHomeServices.com. 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900. Heart for Lebanon. I love the name of the organization. I love what it does even more. It is the heart of the Lord Jesus being expressed in tangible ways in a world of crisis and in a specific area of crisis that's really overwhelming. I mentioned at the outset of this hour, imagine someone showing up at your house. Now, really, think about this for just a second. Try to picture. You and your family are in your home. You're conducting your daily lives, and somebody shows up armed to the teeth, so to speak, and tells you in no uncertain terms, you've got 15 minutes to get out of here, permanently out of here. Not go around the block, but leave everything you've got. Now, am I exaggerating, Jack, that actually is a true story?
It is a true story. It sounds like a nightmare, but for a refugee family that I met in Lebanon, that was absolute reality. 15 minutes after that knock on the door, the Syrian army started firing. Father of this family was shot in the leg, eventually lost that leg due to his injuries. 5-day journey by foot. Now imagine that. You're injured. 5 days they had to walk. He brought his family into Lebanon, where they now live in the back of a farmer's field. When we met them, they lived. They're in an irrigation hut. Basically, there was water done running through this thing, but honestly, one of the most hospitable families I've ever been with. The children in this family, though, you could tell. We sat in with them, heard the story about how they left their country and now were displaced in Lebanon. The children, you could tell, just have memories that haunt them, that terror that day. But you know what they told me? This was the amazing part about this story. They actually said, through a translator to us, "We're glad this happened." I was like, "What?" They said, "Yeah. We were Christians in Syria. We knew about Jesus, but," he said, "until we met Heart for Lebanon, we never knew that Jesus could be our Savior." And folks, that's why Heart for Lebanon exists. It's why we're asking for your help today, because, you know, as you give us the opportunity to share the real reason Jesus came, to have a personal relationship with everybody on the planet Earth, not just us in America, not somewhere around the corner, but halfway around the world in the Middle East, and sometimes through really difficult circumstances. That's how people meet him. But it doesn't happen without your help. Here's the great news. It doesn't take a lot to make this happen, less than a dollar a day. In fact, just $29 a month. And if that monthly investment doesn't work for you, then one-time investment. You know, $348 takes care of a family just like this for an entire year. Maybe you want to make a gift of $116. That would take care of 4 months. Just be as generous as you can when you make the call right now. 888-249-5222. Again, the phone number is 888-249-5222, or you can give online at wava.com.
Ellen was depressed, angry, and living in despair, a long way from the home she loved.
At first, we had stability in Syria. But after the war started, I lived in fear every day for myself and my family. We wanted to stay, but soon realized that we had no choice but to escape and leave our home.
Millions of refugees have faced the same reality of having to escape in the face of war and terrorism. For Ellen, this change proved more difficult than she ever imagined.
Traveling for miles by foot, trying to escape with all my children was very dangerous. We lived in daily fear of ISIS ambushing us on the roads, and that journey was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
What Ellen never expected, though, was what awaited her and her family once they reached the refugee camp. It was there that she met Heart for Lebanon.
More than anything, I wanted my children to have an education, to be cared for and feel safe. And the Heart for Lebanon team showed me great compassion. Through their kindness, God began to change my own heart. I'm no longer angry or depressed.
Ellen and her family also finally heard, for the first time, the clear truth of the gospel.
We had heard about Jesus, but never learned about him. This is the most important thing to happen to me, to know Jesus. I didn't know Jesus as a Savior, and now I come every month to Bible study and learn about the love of God. It is very different in Islam. We lived in fear. Christianity has taught me about love.
And Ellen's kids, like so many other refugee children, have responded to the gospel and received Christ as their Savior. Despair turned to hope. You make this happen when you give to Heart for Lebanon. A monthly investment of $29 will sustain hope for a refugee family of six by providing Christian education, food, and survival essentials. Please know this. When you give today, lives will be changed. Thanks for being as generous as you can.
It's as simple as a phone call right now at 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. Or you can go online to wava.com, click on the Heart for Lebanon banner, or enter the keyword heart. That'll make it really simple and very fast for you to give. wava.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Ghofran and Khalid are refugee brothers, orphaned when their father was killed and their mother abandoned them during the Syrian war. Now, they live in a farmer's field in Lebanon with little to look forward to. But every other week, when Heart for Lebanon's Hope on Wheels educational fun truck shows up, they're on the front row singing worship songs and reciting Bible verses. In the middle of despair, Gofran and Khalid are finding hope in Jesus. Just $116 will help bring Christian education, food, and survival essentials to boys like this and their family for 4 months. $348 takes care of them for an entire year. That's $29 a month or just 98 cents a day. Call 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com. Help a desperate refugee family now. Click the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com or call 888-249-5222.
Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll is heard weekday mornings at 6:30 on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
What could happen to your marriage if you had a personalized six-week plan to grow your relationship?
Family Life wants to give you an ebook, Stronger Forever, with weekly steps toward greater marriage fitness, free. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword stronger.
And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
Get your free marriage ebook and register to win an 8-day luxury marriage cruise for two. Go to WAVA.com, keyword stronger.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area or someone you know is struggling in some area and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of Life Changing Talk Radio. Come join us for New Life.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Heart for Lebanon. I love the title because it really reflects what it's all about. It's a matter of, it's a heart issue, folks. Tom Adama here with me, Jack Hibbard, both from Heart for Lebanon. And Tom, as co-founder of this ministry, I'm sure it brought you and your wife to some major decisions you had to make as this unfolded and went even in a whole new direction from what you've told us than what you thought originally was going to be the case. Talk to us about how you resolve this in terms of releasing everything to do what God is calling you to do.
Well, if anybody asks me today, can you teach us how to be in God's will, because we are assuming you're in God's will, I said, well, here's what you need to do. Pray and do what God calls you to do today. And when you get down the road 4 or 5 months from now and look back, you'll be in God's will. It's just that simple. If you asked me back in 2001 when I said yes to God to go to the Middle East, teach leadership, that it would end up where we are today, I'd say you're crazy. No way. If you knew my history, there's no reason why I should be doing what I'm doing. It's only by God's grace. So my wife and I, what really winds our clock, and we have to do this every day, is to pray that God will use us effectively in fulfilling the Great Commission. The Great Commission isn't for somebody else. It's for me. It's for us as a family, for me and my wife, now that our kids are up and married and we got grandkids and that whole scene. But that doesn't excuse us from not doing the Great Commission. It's an imperative. Go. Make. It's an active verb there. Make disciples. And that's what Heart for Lebanon is. So what winds us, what keeps us going every day, is when I hear stories of disciples that are being made. When you help us reach a family, a child in a family of six, you're really building the next indigenous mission force for the Middle East, yea, the world. This is our opportunity. So what winds my clock is when I see people in discipleship, I see people going that. We have the few people that got out of Lebanon that have been through our program. Some are with Operation Christmas Child. One's a pastor of a Syrian church in Canada. Two worship leaders in Germany, one in Stuttgart, one in Munich. Hillsong Church in Australia has one of our refugees on staff and as a pastor of adults. And hundreds of them all over the world that are just good, solid, born-again Christians living life and doing jobs to make their families successful in this world. Just living out the gospel. That's what winds my clock. But you have to remember that that's the exception going around the world. 98% of all the people that we work with will never go any place but back to Syria someday. But they're going to go back to Syria on fire in depth for Jesus Christ.
888-249-5222. Why would you not want to be part of something God is doing in that region? Troubled region it is. God's there, and I believe he's inviting you and me to step in and be part of it with him. 888-249-5252. I'm sorry. 888-249-5222. Online, WAVA.com.
Don't let the busyness of life keep you from receiving the hope and healing God has for you. The Pray With Me prayer app will provide encouragement from believers praying for you. Visit praywithme.com.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.